the next stage. And as they're doing that on the road to general elections next year, it's good to look back on the previous step, right? Look back on it, talk about how it went, and talk about what went wrong there or what went right there, right? And on today's Big Hard Fact, INEC announced that 7 million Nigerians who pre-registered online did not finish their registration at physical centers. It's very significant, because that's around double the number of successful online registrations during the exercise. And there's been lots of conversation about this, as you can imagine. So today, we decided, okay, let's hear from INEC. My guest is from INEC's Voter Education Department. He'll be joining us in about 2 minutes or so. He is Desk Officer for CSO Affairs, Luca Baba. And when he joins us, all the questions we have for him, we'll be asking him directly. And we'll also love to hear from you, Lagos. What questions do you have for INEC about the concluded CVR exercise? What questions do you have about the incomplete online registrations? What questions do you have about the preparations for the general elections? We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We are also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Now, when we have Luca Baba join us, he'll talk to us about the general elections general statistics, sorry, from the CVR exercise, right? So we know that there were 12.29 million completed registrations in total, with 8.8 million of those being like 100% in person. So he'll talk to us about those figures. He'll talk to us about whether these figures reflect INEC's expectations going into the exercise, right? Or he will tell us whether they were higher or lower than what was expected. We're now joined now by Luca Baba. Luca Baba, thank you so much for joining us. Good evening. I don't think he successfully joined. We're going to wait for him. And when he does, we'll keep the conversation going. So another thing that I'll also like to find out from him when he does join is this 7 million citizens who started their pre-registrations online but then did not conclude. I want to know what he believes went wrong there, because so many people have their different theories, right? So some people say, oh, the website wasn't as user-friendly as they had hoped. Some people say, oh, they went to go and finish their pre-registration and they were not allowed for one reason or the other. Some people allege fraud. Some people allege some sort of segregation. Some people simply said, well, Omo, I went to the place to go finish mine and it was too crowded and I had to get back to work. I had to get back to go do other things. So I want to talk about what happened there, what went wrong there from the perspective of INEC itself. I am hoping that we're joined by Luca Baba as soon as possible so that we can keep this conversation going. In the meantime, Lagos, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Were you one of the 7 million affected by this decision that INEC is taking to discard the pre-registered voters on the website? Are you one of those? Did you pre-register on the website but you didn't go to have your data captured by INEC? What happened for you? Why didn't you go to INEC, to the INEC office, to have your data captured, to have your picture taken? Did you go and you just couldn't do it? For what reason? What was the reason you couldn't finish your own registration? 0701-465-7190. That's the only number working at the moment. You can also give us a call. Actually, send us a message on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Thanks for calling us. Good evening. Hi, good evening. What's your name?
I'm calling from Awaya.
Welcome.
Yeah. On the issue of INEC, what I really want to complain of, why would they close the portal now? It's supposed to be 3 months before election. That was when they're supposed to stop the registration, both the physical and online registration.
Okay.
And those INEC people, they didn't make available machine and available time for people to register. I wish I can just talk to the INEC personnel now.
Mm.
That right now, I just want to talk to him so that I can ask him those few questions.
Okay, well, he'll be joining us in a few minutes, hopefully. If he does join, maybe try and give us a call back and you ask him those questions directly. Or I can ask on your behalf, why is the registration ending now instead of 3 months before the elections? 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, Samaga.
Samaga, welcome.
Thank you. Sandra, you see, the success of 2023 elections will be 100% dependent on INEC's competence. And from what I've seen so far, I'm not impressed.
Okay.
You know, you see, there are two technologies. One of them is simple, that INEC should have adopted before now. You know, that would really go a long way in these elections. The first one is, you know, Sandra, have you ever tried to register your email on a website you've already registered?
Yes.
But you do remember you've registered?
Yes.
Then the website returns something?
Yes.
You know, an error that this mail has already been registered?
Yes, there's a user with this account.
That's a simple technology that INEC can use to prevent people from successfully registering to now come up all over again, you know, and not paying their tax. Why? Because they've already started before. You know, they can use that to stop people from registering all over again. So when you go to their website to register, you'll be stopped from registering. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, that's one. And the second one is INEC. I don't know why they haven't invested in a machine that can print these cards instantly.
Okay.
I mean, these machines are all over the place in the Western world. I don't know. Even if it's expensive, it is worth it.
Okay.
They need to invest in these machines and stop all this rigmarole around. They're disenfranchising a lot of people. People turn 18 every single day. Millions of people will be disenfranchised just because of their incompetence. And the money is there. It is just that I don't know. I wish they can just look inwards and adopt technology. It's going to help INEC go a long way.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Somaga. Alex is on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Yeah, please, people should make it fast so that others can be able to call in as well. My point is, what INEC must have done much better was to communicate with those registered members.
Okay.
So that when they have issues like that, so that they would have gotten back to their registration point and I would have done the right thing, rather than after the whole thing has been closed and now you are now reaching out to us to understand that you are, that 7 million, right?
Okay. Yeah, 7 million.
Yes. Register, and that is quite awful. Sincerely, it's quite awful because what they're supposed to have done was they have people working with them in the servers. It's for you to send the emails. They have their phone numbers and stuff like that. You would have sent them either SMS or emails for them to be notified. Quickly go to your nearest local government and please do this so that you wouldn't be disenfranchised from the 2023 election. They need to ask matter. We are in God. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex, for calling. Now, maybe perhaps they did this. If you pre-registered, did you get reminders from INEC asking you to go and finish up your registration? We've got Abele on the line. Hi, Abele.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring to your notice that something that was on the social media this weekend.
Okay.
One man was saying he saw people throwing away registered voter cards.
Okay.
We saw a lot of it. Then he picked about 200. I don't know whether he saw it.
Yeah.
So I wanted the man
to
tell us whether that thing, you know, what really happened
there.
I don't know whether you saw it, Sandra.
Okay. I saw those videos, and when Luca joins, we'll ask him that question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Abele, for calling. If you just joined the show, we are expecting to speak with the desk officer for CSO Affairs at INEC's Voter Education Department in Lagos State, Luca Baba. Luca Baba will talk to us about how 7 million voter pre-registrations failed. Remember last week I told you that INEC announced that 7 million online voter registrations were not completed offline, and because of that they have been discarded. Because you know, after registering online, you still have to go and do your biometric capture. And INEC says that out of the 10.4 million Nigerians who registered online, only 3.4 million completed it at the center. So 32%. So almost 67% of online registrations will not be added to the register. And Serap says that it's unacceptable. We spoke with Serap last week. They said that they were considering their options to figure out if they should go to court about this issue or not. So I've just been informed that our guest is in traffic, and he will join us hopefully in the next 5 minutes. In the meantime, Lagos, let's keep talking about how you feel about this situation. And then what questions do you have for our guest? Because he will join, and when he does join, he'll probably want to answer your questions as well. Are you one of the 7 million people whose votes have now been discarded? What do you think should happen now? Do you think that 67% failure rate is a sign that the system did not work well? Or do you think that it's on the people who pre-registered for not going to complete their registration? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Robert.
Welcome, Robert.
To me, the system did not work, honestly.
Okay.
And I've been saying, I will continue to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
It is illegal, very illegal for INEC. You said registration supposed to stop 3 months before election. But to me, honestly, anybody that make this law in this country, it is very wrong to say you stop a registration of people in any particular year, electionary year. It is wrong. Hello, can you hear
I'm
me?
Hearing you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because to my own opinion, it's my own personal opinion, people turn 18 every day. Tomorrow, somebody will turn 18. Next week, another person will. Which means if somebody turn 18 next week, by the time voting will commence, next year, maybe February, that person. And I'm also disabled. The money given to INEC, they cannot do ordinary online capturing. So the man, INEC chairman, should come and tell us. So he should tell us. These are the people that we say they are problem of this country. This is one of the problems.
All right. Well, we will have INEC on the show, and INEC will be able to speak for themselves. Michael is on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome, Michael. Go ahead.
This thing is just a big pain for me. I don't know, like a waste of resources. And then denial, national denial of patriotic Nigerians, our children. I don't know. I just feel that something should be done. They should not just discard this issue like that. Even by their phone, if there is a phone number collected that has a name backing, let them find solution to do something to 7 million. They do 10 million. That's a failure on their side. That's my opinion. I'm feeling sad.
Michael,
thank you
for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
Hi, welcome.
Although I think the system did not work very well, although I was not affected by it. But please help us ask the INEC man when he comes. That what will happen when? Why did they stop the registration when they know that they don't have enough facilities to register?
Apologies about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Okay. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Don't mind me. I've been trying.
It's okay.
My name is Biodun.
Welcome, Biodun.
Quick one.
Mm-hmm.
Just like one of the callers said, a waste of resources. Now, INEC, it's simple. All this whole thing is very simple. We have NIN, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody in this country is registered with NIN because my 5 years old daughter is registered with NIN, which means INEC should be able, there should be a way to be able to synchronize data from NIN. Just go to, they should link it. Just go to INEC office. Put it.
Hello, Michael?
NIN number. Hmm. It will bring out your detail. Then follow with whatever any other, because we've already done capturing in NIN. I don't know why they are disenfranchising a lot of us. A lot. 7 million is a whole number. That's what I want to say.
All right.
Please tell your people to be picking my phone.
Thank you very much. Well, we don't know who is calling at whatever point of the show. The calls are very, very random. We have no idea who's trying to call in. They just pick at random. Now, of course, we're doing our best to ensure that we have newer and newer voices on the air as well as the regular people. So we just ask for the understanding of the regulars. We know that you also have things to share, but would really, really, really love to hear from people who have never been able to get through via the radio. The number to call is 01465-7190. And my question is very simple. Are you one of the 7 million? What do you think should happen now? Do you think that a 67% failure rate is a sign that INEC was the problem with this situation? Because remember that I said that 10.4 million Nigerians registered online, but only 3.4 million completed it at a center. So 32% of that 10 million completed it at a center. That means that almost 70% of online registrations will not be added to the register. And I'm asking if that's a failure on INEC's part or on the voters' part. You know, because they are the ones who did not finish their voter registrations. I don't know. What do you think? 0700, that number isn't working. 01465-7190. That's the only number we have available at the moment. We are still expecting our guest from INEC today. He is from INEC's Voter Education Department in Lagos. He's a desk officer for CSO Affairs, Luca Baba, and hopefully he joins us in the next few minutes, and then we'll keep the conversation going. But for now, Lagos, I'm taking your thoughts, I'm taking your questions, and they will make up part of what the man from INEC talks about when he joins us via Zoom. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Hello, Sandra. Good evening. My name is Galaxy. I'm coming from Badagry.
Welcome, Galaxy from Badagry. Go ahead.
My pain now is, why can't INEC make this thing very easy for people by at least spending transport to go to the registration center? Do you know how many Nigerians have not registered? And by the way, I would like to know, we are 200 million. How many Nigerians are registered on INEC desk? Because if this thing is everybody's and everybody dumb out here, you can register easily. But look at the economical situation of Nigeria now, spending transport to go as far as to go and register. They should bring this thing to you, close door, let it be at our doorstep, so that every Nigerian will be willing to register. Because the people that are willing to register are more, but they cannot go because of financial constraints. So they should bring it closer. There's a way they can do this thing. Just like the first caller said, if you do your email, if you want to go and register, it will tap back. So at least they should bring technology to the closed door so that everybody can be ready.
Oh, sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. We have now joining us Luca Buba. We do hope that he connects pretty easily. But in the meantime, let me keep taking your thoughts over the phone. Hello. Thanks for joining us. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening. This is Mr. Sandra.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Please, one more wine. I really don't understand what is going on. This thing is called a continuous voters registration. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because it's called continuous voters registration, I don't know why it will end. If it ends, that means it's not continuous voters registration, because I believe people turn a thing every day. And prior to the election, this thing should, okay, if it should be 3 months before the election, and we are stopping now.
Okay.
So that one is by the way.
Hmm.
Now, making this card available should be an instant thing. I think if you have done to do ID card X2S, you're going to pay for it. You know that this ID card is going to come out immediately.
Hmm.
So I want to put it to them, if Nigerians, if you are paying to do this thing, like if INEC is collecting money and this thing is going to generate money for them, I think they will not be thinking of how to close, end this registration now.
Okay.
So, yeah, addition to that, I think INEC should look for a way to get those 7 million back. Because I think that we have all that means of identification in this country that they can use to retrieve those information and get those get in touch with those people that their recession failed to come and complete it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for joining us. We now have on the line with us Luke Abuba. Luke Abuba, thank you so much for joining us. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. Good evening, Nigerians.
Yes. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Before we get into these incomplete registrations, can you talk to us about the general statistics from the CVR exercise? We know that there were 12.29 million completed registrations in total, with 8.8 million of those being 100% in person. Do these figures reflect INEC's expectations going into the exercise, or were they higher or lower than what you expected?
Based on these statistics, you know, INEC set out to achieve much more than that, because I still believe there are still Nigerians that should have registered, but they couldn't get to do that. So INEC expectation was to do much better than that, to get higher numbers than that. But so far, this is what we are able to get. And most of it, we got it in the last hour rush that we registered Nigerians.
Okay.
You know, last year, between June to December, the exercise was on, but Nigerians were hardly turning out to participate until the last quarter. That was when people started rushing to come out, and that's why we got this number. But INEC would have expected that the number should have been more if Nigerians would have come out earlier enough.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let's talk about these 7 million citizens who started their pre-registration online but did not conclude the in-person registration. I'll ask you what you believe went wrong there. Nigerians have been calling, Lagosians have been calling with their different ideas about what went wrong there. But I want to ask you, who is a desk officer for CSO Affairs at INEC's Voter Education Department in Lagos State, what you believe went wrong there. So when we come back from this break, we'll start with that, and then we'll move on to other questions. Lots of people wondering why we have to end voter registration. I'm sure you've answered this question so many times every time that you've been on Nigeria Info.
Over and over and over again.
Why it has to end now that it's ending instead of closer to the elections. All right, Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're streaming on Facebook. Let me remind you again, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. If you've got questions, give us a call on 01465-7190. That's the only number working right now, 01465-7190. Ask the INEC man questions right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
For a reliable way to save and invest this year, get up to 10% on savings and 15% on fixed deposits with Rain Money. We are regulated by the CBN and insured by the NDIC. To get started, visit rainmoney.com or call 0700-5500. Need money, Rain Money.
And we are back. Dangote Season 3. Yes, spell Dangote and become a multimillionaire. Category 1, pick up the scratch card in bags of Dangote cement and win instantly. Category 2, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win a million naira star prize. Category 3, pick up the scratch cards in bags of Dangote cement to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and qualify to win 5 million naira mega star prize. When you pick an alphabet then eagle, one of the alphabets must carry the Dangote Eagle logo for you to win the mega star prize. Offer runs from 5th July to 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions apply.
Waiting you sabi about the beautiful game. You there for the life and style, fantasy leagues, bass goals, ginger and oak ball, breaking down the stats even to the MVPs, taking no L's and only for the W's. I beg, ensure Max Pro get news for you. Football season is back. Live, in choke. Watch the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, anywhere on any screen, Mado. Stream the action from Super Sport live on Showmax Pro. Sign up at Showmax.com.
www.betway.com.ng. Play the Betway Night Jackpot now.
That's the responsible way, not for persons under 18.
ITEL TV, it's time to enjoy better life with ITEL TV. Go for ITEL TV, buy ITEL TV, and enjoy ITEL TV. Wow, ITEL TV, the best for home offices and other places of different types. 19 inches, 32 inches, and 43 inches with super bright and perfect sound quality. It's durable, also affordable. This is the best time to buy all range of ITEL TV. Don't buy just any TV. Buy ITEL TV. ITEL, enjoy better life.
Mudame University, Irua, Edo State, invites applications for qualified students for admission into the following degree programs for the year 2020-2023 academic session: Civil Engineering, Computer Engineering, Electrical and Electronic Engineering, Food Science and Technology, Material and Metallurgical Engineering, Mechanical Engineering, Mass Communication, Accounting, Entrepreneurship, Economics, Chemistry, Computer Science, Software Engineering, Biotechnology, Physics with Electronics and Mathematics. Apply now for instant admission. Visit www.mudiameuniversity.edu.ng/prospective-students or apply directly at the University Campus, Idumabi, Irua, Edo State. For more information, email info@mudiameuniversity.edu.ng or call 0815-978-7118. Mudiame University, mind of innovation.
Which one be ZZ?
I don't cash out. Why I no go ZZ?
You say fit ZZ. Shabali enter www.zbet.ng. Register and get your ogbonge welcome bonus. On ZBet, you can win up to 50 million naira. Aka bonus, virtual and casino deposit bonus, instant payments, better odds, bigger wins. Even
if one game cost my ticket,
nothing spoil. Even if two games cut them set. Hey, and when you win, make sure say you serve ZZ.
ZBet, we speak your game.
Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the stadium with all the action. Enjoy every single match from the FIFA World Cup, the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Champions League. That's all the stars from around the world in every competition that matters. Get DStv HD decoder, dish plus 1 month compact subscription now for 12,000 naira only, and be part of sport's biggest stadium only on DStv. T's and C's apply.
Yes, so we don't come again. Dangote bag of goodies season 3 don't show. Yes, so spell Dangote sharp sharp make you become millionaire. Category 1, Alele, pick scratch card inside bag of Dangote cement and win straight. Category 2, pick scratch card inside Dangote cement bag. Take use and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Make you stand chance to win 1 million naira star prize. Category 3, pick scratch card inside Dangote cement. Take and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Make you stand chance to win 5 million naira mega star prize. If one alphabet carry Dangote ego picture for body, make sure say one alphabet get Dangote ego picture on top arm for you to win the mega star prize. This offer go run from 5th July to 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions, this how.
Guy, what's going on?
You know,
my dilemma with my phone now.
You call now on phone. So why are you so happy?
I got tired of hiding the phone. So I went to the Samsung store to see what I can afford. Samsung has a plan called Flex Pay that allows you to pay as low as 3,000 naira for any Samsung device of your choice and complete payment over a period of 3 to 12 months. I sharply picked a 6-month payment plan and I got a Galaxy A23.
This is a machine.
I see, man.
You have been dulling yourself, oh? Find Samsung Flex Pay and own your device right away without breaking your pocket. Terms and conditions apply. Hurry now while stock lasts.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
How did 7 million voter pre-registrations fail? To answer that question with me today is INEC's Voter Education Department Desk Officer for CSO Affairs, Luca Buba. Luca, good evening again. Thank you again for joining us. Hi, Luca. If you're speaking, I think your mic is muted.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening again. So let's talk about these 7 million citizens who started their pre-registration online but did not conclude the in-person registration. What do you believe went wrong there?
You know, in this continuous voter registration exercise that we started in June, on June 28th last year, it has two components. One is the online pre-registration, and the next is in-person, where you go and do your biometrics. So for the online component, you will book for a day and time that is convenient for you to visit the INEC office so that you do your biometrics capture. So it went on from that June down to this year, as at the last quarter, in May, specifically, when INEC discovered that the CPR was to end on the 30th of June. So INEC discovered that all the days from that May down to June, all of them were booked by those online pre-registration. They've all been given dates and time to come and complete their registration in person.
Okay.
So that was why INEC decided as from 30th of May that there won't be any pre-registration for fresh registrants online again, because the dates were fully booked.
Okay.
So that those that have gone online to book for the dates will now have the opportunity to come in person to come and complete their registration in person.
Okay.
So that was why all through the month of June there was no online pre-registration. Yes, so that those that did their pre-registration could come out. So INEC left that so that they won't be too much again. So if you want to do your registration as a then, you can just walk into the INEC office, and then there are slots for people that have already pre-registered. So and by 30th of June, there was need to continue with the continuous voters registration. So it was expected that all those people should have avail themselves at INEC office so that they will complete their registration. For the first 2 weeks, that was not forthcoming. And for the, that was in July. And for the last 2 weeks in July, we also did weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, so that all Nigerians will avail themselves to come out and register. So for those 7 million that did pre-registration online, maybe some of them, I don't know, because you know there are Nigerians living abroad. It's possible for them to go online and do pre-registration, but you cannot have a PVC if you have not gone to the INEC office to do your biometrics. So and the registration has ended now.
Okay, so there were about 10 million online pre-registrations in total. 7 million of them did not go on to the physical center. That's a 70% failure rate. When you have a failure rate that high, one has to ask questions about the process itself. What mechanisms did INEC put in place, you know, to inform those who are doing pre-registration about what to do in person? So I like that INEC said, well, this is, you know, pick an appointment on this, your appointment date, come and do your biometrics. Were reminders sent, maybe? Were email reminders sent? Did INEC do anything else to ensure that there was no failure of the next phase of the registration for the voters?
Yes, all of them were sent emails.
Okay.
And there was a slip was sent to them that they will print out and bring it physically to the INEC office.
Okay.
So that they will complete that process.
Okay.
So all of them were duly notified. Apart from the fact that we have been on air several times to talk to Nigerians about the process, about the need for them to go and complete the registration, because if you don't do that, there's no way you will get a PVC.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to come in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So Nigerians actually were informed. About duly informed about the process. On this station alone, I think I have only myself, I have been there about four or five times and some other stations, and we have done sensitization through civil society organizations, we've been to churches, we've been to mosques, and you know, different forms of sensitization that we have done about the electioneering process. So,
but did INEC notice that 70% of those in-person appointments were not being honored? Because you said that you sent them emails, you sent them a notification to go and finish off their registrations. Did you notice that 70% of those in-person appointments were not being honored? Hello, Luca? If you're speaking, your mic is muted. Okay, it looks like we've lost a connection to Buba Luka. Let's take a look at the messages that you've sent to us via social media. Mr. Luka, your mic is muted. So if you're speaking, your mic is muted. We can't hear you. On WhatsApp, we've got messages. So let's take a look at some of them. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Here's a message from, you didn't leave your name, but you say that INEC failed. If the online registration allowed for opportunity of giving appointment and it's adhered to, then the exercise would have gone seamlessly. INEC needs to redeem this, otherwise I smell a rat. Okay, but INEC can't force you to they can't come and drag you to their office now if they've sent you an email telling you what to do next. Luca, I think you can hear me now. Yes.
Okay. Yes, Sandra.
Yes.
You know, just like I said, you know, there's a possibility that some of these Nigerians that did online pre-registration, there's a possibility that some of them could be living abroad.
But that has to be a small minority of those who pre-registered online. Hello, Luca?
Well, there could still be Nigerians. So we wouldn't know why they did not follow up to come and finish their biometrics.
But you're saying that from your own end, you sent follow-up messages reminding them to come and do this thing, right?
On WhatsApp, yes, they were sent an email.
Okay.
And there's a slip.
Okay.
They have to print out.
Okay.
To print out the slip and come with it. And you know, there is a special preference that is given to those that have gone online to do
registration.
Their pre-registration.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you come, they give you 12 noon as the time to be attended to. When you come and you see that there's a queue and you are asleep, carries 12 noon on it, and you show it to the officers there, they will actually attend to you. Yes, at that particular time, 12 noon.
Okay. Here's a question I'm trying to get an answer to. Did INEC have a mechanism in place to send reminders by email and SMS to the people who registered online? Do you have data about what percentage of reminders were actually sent?
Okay, I can't give you any specific details on that right now.
Okay.
You understand, yes.
Okay.
But I know INEC sent out emails.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you do your pre-registration, you have an email
mm-hmm.
that is sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So so that you will come to the INEC office.
No, I'm not talking about that first email as soon as you're done with your pre-registration. I'm talking about subsequent emails leading up to the date of your appointment, leading up to after you've missed your appointment. I'm talking about the follow-up, the following through with the voter. Did INEC have a mechanism to send reminders?
Okay, I can't give you a specific information about that data.
Okay.
Of the follow-ups like that. But I know that apart from those emails that we send, we do a lot of sensitization to let Nigerians know that they have to turn up so that they will do their biometrics capture. You know, even when the deadline ended on June 30th, INEC said we are going to continue with the process. Because, you know, there was a court case at the point in time
mm-hmm.
that Nigeria should not stop the process.
Mm-hmm,
yet. So
mm-hmm.
we have to continue. After 2 weeks, you know, when INEC now went all out to say that by 31st of July, the CVR was going to end.
Okay.
So all Nigerians are obliged to. So there was a lot of sensitization that's been done.
Okay.
All Nigerians get to know.
So yes. But as the weeks and the months ticked by, was there any analytics within INEC to monitor the percentage of unconverted pre-registrations? I'm asking that question because there should have been an alarm within INEC that we're getting closer to the deadline, and yet so many of these people that registered online have not been completed, right? So, was there, I have to ask, let me start with that first. Was there alarm within INEC when you were getting closer to that July 31st deadline, and yet so many of these online pre-registrations were not completed?
INEC kept telling Nigerians, those that have done pre-registration, that if you don't complete your registration in person, it will not count because you will not get your PVC. So INEC keep passing that message across.
Okay.
No, we have a national commissioner who is on top of the situation.
Okay.
Boris Afesus Okoye.
Mm-hmm.
He kept talking about this over and over and over.
Okay.
And some of us officers on the field, you know, we do that again, over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unfortunate. You know, Nigerians, it's like a culture with Nigerians that we like last minute rush about everything.
Okay.
We just sit down. Yeah, this is a hard fact. This is a hard fact. You understand? Yes. Yeah, we like to sit down and maybe for everything to be done for us. You know, apart from the fact that INEC is trying to make these things happen, Nigerians also have their own responsibilities too.
Okay.
You know, it's a two-way thing.
Okay.
Apart from the rights that you have as Nigerians, you also have your own responsibilities.
Mm. Okay. Now,
yeah, so that, this is a hard fact.
Let's talk about next time. What have we learned from this 70% non-completion rate? What will INEC do differently next time to improve user behavior and user outcomes in the next CVR exercise?
Okay, you know, the electoral process is a process that keeps evolving.
Right.
So I believe, just like we had an online component into the registration process this time around,
mm-hmm.
I believe before 2027, there are going to be more innovations that are going to make the process to be more seamless
mm-hmm.
and easy for everybody. So as we go forward now, INEC will sit down and look at the pros and the cons of the CVR system, so that there will be more better innovations to keep improving on the process, you know, so that it will get better and better.
All right.
I must say Nigerians have to take responsibility.
Okay. Let's let Nigerians talk on the phone now. Lagos, what questions do you have for INEC about the concluded CVR exercise, the incomplete online registrations, the preparations for the general elections? Everybody gets 1 minute. If you have an opinion, you share it in 1 minute. You have a question, you share it in 1 minute. You get one question because so many people are trying to call in. So let's try and limit the time as much as possible. 1 minute, that's all you get. The only number working is 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Good evening.
My name is Felix, calling from Lekki.
You've got 1 minute, Felix.
Okay, what I have to say is, you know, from my own opinion, you know, it's hard for Nigerians, more especially the present situation on ground now. What I have to say is, they should just like give a duration of like some period of time for those who haven't registered to come and give it a trial and register. Because if you say because the deadline is gone, so those that the registration is cancelled and failed is gone like that, which means the election, the coming election is in vain, because already we are seeing that these people are trying to rig this election and they are looking for every means they will use. So if at all they want Nigerians to come out and vote, they should give them a chance. It's not because yes, the deadline is gone, they will like force it on people. Okay, you didn't complete your registration, so the deadline is gone. So you're
all right, Felix. Thank you very much for calling. Remember, 1 minute. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Ato.
Welcome. You've got 1 minute.
Calling you from Sulu.
Welcome. You've got 1 minute.
Please, I want to prove the INEC officer wrong, because for him to say that they sent email to people that make registration online, I doubt him, because I have two people here that make that same effort to register online.
Okay.
And they failed to give them, they pick a date. After picking that date, they went there at the time, particularly from two later here.
Okay.
They went there at the time.
Okay.
This at the online timetable.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got through to the INEC office, there was so much crowd.
Okay.
They were not even able to give attention to take their biometrics.
Did they say? So, did they tell them that they had pre-registered online? Because Luca told us that
they had the papers after registration online. They make their papers available, taking it to the INEC. Getting there was so much crowd, and two of them went again, another time again. That was the whole thing. And you know, these people that are making this effort, they take permission from their place of work. So when this frustration comes in, it's hard the morale of somebody that wants to make a registration.
All right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yes, hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is James. I'm calling from Ikeja.
James from Ikeja, welcome.
From what we heard from the INEC official, is right. As Nigerians, we need to, you know, we have a responsibility. But I also think that you know, there's something missing, which is not, which is very common to civil service.
Okay.
You know, I think there's a way we need to also define how success is measured for civil service.
Okay.
You know, there should be a way to say that. For me, really, 70%,
failure rate.
Not being able to complete the registration.
Right.
The failure on our next part.
Okay.
Regardless, they should do whatever they need to do going forward. You know, this needs to be reviewed. They should find a way to get more people into the fold.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. We'll take one final call. We don't have a lot of questions for the INEC man here. So we'll just take one final call and then we'll let Luca Buba go. 99.3, hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Evan Peter.
Welcome.
Am I on to Nigeria Info?
Yes, you're speaking with Sandra. You've got 1 minute.
Okay. Sandra, good evening. How
good
are
evening.
You?
I'm very well.
I just want to respond to the INEC man.
Okay.
The truth is, in this country, a lot of things are not going the way they should.
Okay.
A lot of the appointments they gave, they couldn't honor it on their part.
Okay.
Because personally, I have been registered. I went for transfer of unit, transfer of, unit, that's it, polling unit.
Right.
You won't believe I have been I went to the office 3 times after registering online, the pre-registration. I went to the office thrice before I was attended to, and that was because I had to do the Agbero type. You type, we call Agbero, fighting, shouting. And then, at the end of it, as I speak with you now, my card is still not out. I registered July last year. So you can imagine somebody who did that ordinary transfer. My biometrics was with them already. I still redid it. And yet, up till now, my card is not out. And then the issue of him saying they sent emails to people. I just want to differ a little bit. I don't know if they sent to others, but they didn't send to me.
All right, let's leave it at that. Thank you so much for calling. Mr. Buba, you've heard from the people. You've just heard this last call. What do you say to that very quickly as we wrap up? If you're speaking, you're muted. Your mic is muted.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Can you hear me, please? Okay, all right. So, he said he did a transfer.
That's right.
Last year, right?
July last year.
So, for those that did their transfer, you know, the cards that first came out this year were for people that did fresh registration.
Okay.
Between June to December.
Okay.
So their cards first came out.
Okay.
Until recently now, the next batch of cards that has come out now are for those that did transfer.
Okay.
So for those that maybe they had other issues, maybe your card was defaced, maybe it was lost or it got damaged. All those other ones, their cards are yet to come out, even if you did it last year.
Okay.
Yeah, so subsequently, all those cards will also come out too.
Okay.
So I would urge him to go back to the INEC office in the local government where he registered.
Okay.
So his card could be there, but if it's not, it will come out.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Let's leave it at that. Unfortunately,
and we also have,
unfortunately, we're out of
we
time.
We also have social media handles. Yes, we have social media handles.
Yes.
I want to let you have them so that Nigerians can also engage
We're completely out of time, but thank you so much, Luca.
Okay.
Luca Buba, we hope we'll bring you back on the show to answer more questions for Lagos. Thanks for your time. I wish we had joined you earlier on.
Abeg, give me golden penny 400 grams midi pack. Now spaghetti my children want chop this night.
Madam Sabinus, which one be 400 gram midi pack?
If like say now you never hear say golden penny spaghetti don't show for 400 gram size. Correct pack.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.